Welcome to the Amazing with Grace podcast, a spiritually relevant space for people like you who want to be excellent but not perfect. I am your host, Dr. Q Perry, a board-certified and Christian psychologist based in Dallas, Texas. Although I want this show to be a helpful and inspirational resource for you, it is not meant to substitute for a relationship or treatment with a licensed mental health provider. For more information and additional resources, please visit our website at www.amazingwithgrace.com. Let's get into the show. Hey, welcome or welcome back to another episode of the Amazing with Grace podcast. Thank you all so much for your patience and my getting another episode out to you. I have been so busy with working both on and in my business, so it's been a little bit of a challenge to juggle all the pieces that I have going on professionally and personally. Nevertheless, I am excited because I have decided to start an early dating series. When I look back over the analytics since I started my podcast a couple of years ago, I noticed that my most listened to episode is How to Get Over a Crush. And so there's something about having a crush in that early dating series that it sounds like people want more information. They just want to know more about this phase. It's really tricky. So in today's early dating series, we will be talking about 5 signs you are about to pick the wrong partner. Now, I've had this conversation probably for the last few months with some of the people in my practice, and I thought it would be a good idea because I imagine there's got to be lots of people out there that are interested in this topic. So if you are currently in the early phase of dating or you are in a situationship and you're not sure if you want to take this relationship to the next level and make it official, or if you're a parent and you're trying to educate your teen or young adult about healthy dating, if you are a group leader, if you treat any type of relationship issues, then this episode is for you. Go ahead and grab a drink, open your notes app, or grab a pen and paper, and we will get started. I first want to start out by saying that these 5 signs are not in any particular order, and I won't belabor each of these points because I think they are self-explanatory. So let's dive right in. The first sign that you are about to pick the wrong partner is you do not want to be alone. Now, I know that for people who have a deep desire to connect with someone, to find their person, to find their partner, to find their spouse, it is a very, very natural desire for companionship and connection. However, this desire can get us into trouble when we rush into making a decision out of loneliness. Sometimes we may make the mistake of thinking that being with someone or having a title in a relationship with someone means that you won't be alone or that you won't be lonely. And that is absolutely not the case. You can be in a relationship with someone and still actually be alone or feel alone. You can feel lonely while you're in a relationship with someone. And I get it. Sometimes you can feel left out, right? If all of your friends are married or they are engaged or they're getting engaged or they at least seem to be in long-term healthy relationships, you can feel like you're left out. And so you want your person to make sure that you are invited to the couples trips, to the couples retreats and the marriage dates and all this kind of stuff. But you want to make sure that you are not selecting a partner out of loneliness or fear of being alone. A second sign that you're about to pick the wrong partner is that you're doing all the compromising. Have you ever been to the circus and you've seen a contortionist? They are very, very skilled at twisting and bending their body into various positions. They have what we consider to be extreme physical flexibility. Now, contortionists, usually, again, we think of physical flexibility. But in this sense, I see it also as emotional flexibility. We're going to apply it to a relationship. So you're about to pick the wrong partner if you notice that you are having to bend your life to fit this person. Now, there's a difference between a healthy sense of compromise, but if you are sacrificing your time, you're sacrificing all your money, your true desires, typically there's going to be a discrepancy. If you are about to pick the wrong partner, you will notice that you have had to be the one to compromise on small things like where you guys go to eat, what movies you watch, what activities you do on dates and things like that. You're even compromising time with your family and friends to spend time with their family and friends. Their schedule is much more important than yours. And so you will notice that you are sacrificing a ton. You might even be faking being interested in something that you are absolutely not interested in, or at least not to the degree that you are pretending to be, just so that this person can like you and it can appear that you are the perfect partner for them. So if you have found yourself doing all the compromising or becoming a contortionist to fit into this person's life, chances are you are about to choose the wrong partner. Number three, you are moving way too fast. Now, usually whenever I hear somebody say, hey, doc, we've moved way too fast, they're usually talking about they've moved too fast physically. And so whereas they may wait for sex, let's say maybe for 90 days, since that's a lot of people's standard. So we'll just use that for an example. Let's say maybe your standard is to wait for 90 days. Let's say maybe it's only been a week and you feel like, oh my God, I'm in love with this person. This is great. And it's only been a couple of months, right? So you will notice that you're likely picking the wrong partner if you are moving way too fast. You guys have moved in together. There's already been unnatural introductions. And so what I mean by unnatural, meaning that over time you will naturally meet one another's friends and family and find out where one another works, and you'll just learn more about things, but it typically unfolds at a healthy pace. When you are about to pick the wrong partner, things are moving way too fast. The things that you would normally not do, you find yourself doing. The boundaries that you normally have, you either bend them or you just dismiss them altogether, and you are permitting this person and yourself to do things that you normally would do, and you're also not doing things that you normally would do. So I ask you, with this person that you're dating or your loved one is dating, ask them, how are your boundaries? Does it feel like the flow and the pace of this relationship is moving too fast? If so, chances are you're about to pick the wrong partner. Number four, you are having to convince yourself or the other person or both of you that this relationship is meant to be. I'll say that again. You're having to convince yourself, the other person, or both of you that this relationship is meant to be. And that's usually because there's lots of confusion. So if you have found yourself having to repeatedly give yourself assurance that this is the right relationship for you. Now, with any relationship, there's going to be a certain level of uncertainty, right? Because nothing is 100% guaranteed, but you will have some signs and an inner knowing that this relationship or this partner moving forward with them is probably headed in the right direction. But when you're about to pick the wrong partner, there's usually that internal warning that is telling you this is not the person for you. And in order to make that feeling go away, you're having to constantly tell yourself all the good things about this person. You're having to explain away any concerns that you have. You're having to explain away or overlook or justify any concerns that your friends or loved ones might have. And so I ask you, have you had to convince yourself or the other person that this relationship is going in the right direction? And one telltale sign, in addition to having to convince yourself, is finding yourself doing a lot of fortune telling or mind reading. Well, what this person probably meant here was this, or she probably does feel a certain way, or he probably doesn't like this, or he probably does want me to do this. So you're having to do a lot of mind reading because you're not exactly clear how you feel about them. You're not exactly clear how they feel about you. And so you're having to fill in the gaps. That is a telltale sign that you are about to pick the wrong partner. And number 5, you are caught up in a fairy tale love. Sometimes people call this limerence. And so I won't go into a deep dive on what limerence is, but the short version of it is that it goes beyond that natural infatuation phase, those natural butterflies that you have when you first meet someone and things are going so great. Limerence is a little bit deeper than that. It is an unhealthy fantasy where you're really, really caught up and you are thinking and expecting that this person can and will want to meet all of your needs. You have become so consumed with this person. All of your thoughts, all of your conversations are about this person or about this relationship. They're about how great of a life you're going to have, how perfect this person is. It's really caught up in fantasy. And so if you notice that you're doing a lot of fantasizing. Now, I'm not saying that fantasizing by itself or just kind of picturing your life with this person. I'm not saying that that in and of itself indicates that you're going to pick the wrong partner, but it is how you're thinking about this person. It's how much you're thinking about this person. It's how much you're talking about this person. It's really a matter of the heart. And usually when we get caught up in limerence, it's because we have not done the deeper work to heal any parental wounds and or wounds from previous relationships. And so when we are about to pick the wrong partner, we just assume that this person will heal all of it. It's going to make it all go away and life will be so much better. It's called a healing fantasy. So if you're not sure after me giving you these 5 signs that you're about to pick the wrong partner, maybe these 4 consequences can help you. So what will happen if you pick the wrong partner? Depending on how far the relationship goes, you can experience some consequences such as having a broken heart and even worse, a broken spirit. If there's children involved, there's going to be a negative impact on children and families for generations. Does it mean that God can't heal these things? Absolutely not, because God shows us mercy and he gives us his grace. However, it does not mean that we won't experience the natural consequences of our decisions. Other consequences could be delayed healing. So if you have not yet taken the time to do the heart work that you need to do in order to be the best version of yourself, then choosing the wrong partner is only going to delay that healing. And usually it will also deepen the trauma wounds that you already have. Another big consequence is just a general lack of peace. When you are dating the wrong partner, these relationships are exhausting because you have to do so much in order to keep them going. They're not fulfilling. It's like pouring water in a bucket with a hole in it. It just never fills you up. It's never satisfying and it's never enough. These relationships are absolutely, they're physically exhausting, they're emotionally exhausting, and they're spiritually exhausting. And depending on how far the relationship goes, it's usually financially exhausting as well. So I hope that hearing about those 5 signs and those 4 potential consequences of choosing a wrong partner will help you to slow down and think before you make a decision. Let me give you 4 scriptures to help you as you are processing things in your time of reflection. The first scripture I'll give you is Proverbs chapter 19, verses 2 and 3. And this one is from the Amplified Version. It says, "Also, it is not good for a person to be without knowledge, and he who hurries with his feet, acting impulsively and proceeding without caution or analyzing the consequences, sins," that is missing the mark. I also like the Passion Translation because it says, "The best way to live is with revelation, knowledge, for without it, you'll grow impatient and run right into error. There are some people who ruin their own lives and then blame it all on God." I like this scripture because it tells us the importance of slowing down to make sure that we have analyze the situation as best we can and also consider the potential consequences of our decisions. A second one is something that you're probably very familiar with, and that is found in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. And it says, "So above all, guard the affections of your heart, for they affect all you are. Pay attention to the welfare of your innermost being, for from there flows the wellspring of life." So this is the popular phrase or scripture to guard your heart. The next scripture is found in Amos chapter 3, verse 3, and this is also another very popular scripture, and it says, "Do two walk together unless they have agreed to do so?" So this scripture is really helpful when you find yourself just really taking the reins of a relationship and trying to move the relationship forward, even when you know that you are not ready and or the other person is not ready to go to that next level. And the last one is one of my favorites. If you've listened to my podcast, you know that I reference this scripture over and over, and it's found in Galatians chapter 6, verse 4. And I like the New Living Translation. It says, "Pay careful attention to your own work, for then you will get the satisfaction of a job well done, and you won't need to compare yourself to anyone else." I really like that one because it can help us to slow down when we're starting to feel like we're missing out, if we're starting to compare our current season of life with all of our friends or even people that we see online, and we have these hashtag relationship goals. Again, love is beautiful. Love is something that is designed by God. And so I don't want you to leave this episode thinking that there is something wrong with your desire for companionship. It is absolutely healthy, but let us not let that become an idol in our heart and hook us and draw us away from the plan and from God's best. I was listening to Reverend Lucy Natasha. She was doing an interview talking about her marriage, and she made a comment that I thought was funny, but it's very, very impactful. And she said that when she was praying for a spouse, she asked God to give her a prayer partner, not a prayer point. And all that simply means is that she preferred and requested for God to send her someone who she can pray with, not someone who would give her so much heartache that he would constantly be a prayer point. I want to leave you with this final impact scripture. And I think it's beautiful because it sums up the entire point of this episode. And it's found in Isaiah chapter 30, verse 18. It reads, "Yet the Lord longs to be gracious to you. Therefore, he will rise up to show you compassion. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all who wait for him." I hope that that scripture speaks life and hope into your spirit, so that you are able to make sound decisions and not make decisions out of anything but peace and an assuredness from God. That is all that I have for you today. If this episode has been helpful to you, I ask that you continue the conversation. You can do this with your partner to see what their thoughts are about whether you're about to move forward into a relationship that may not be good for either of you. You can have this conversation with your loved ones. You can continue this conversation in your small groups at church or on a singles night out, girls night in. Let me know how you've continued the conversation. Also, if this episode has been helpful to you, I ask that you do me a favor and leave a rating. I know that a lot of my patients may listen to the episode, and for confidentiality purposes, and rightfully so, they do not leave a review. But you are also very welcome to simply leave a rating. If you don't want to leave your name, please leave me a rating, because that will help the show to get noticed by other people who could also benefit from what we talk about. So again, I pray that you are able to make sound decisions and not pick the wrong partner and wait for God's best. Until next time, take care.